What does leadership really look like? On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from athletes, entrepreneurs, and executives who've led on the field, in the boardroom, and in their communities. It's not about titles. It's about impact. Discover what drives them and the advice they carry forward. Subscribe and start listening today. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
It's all in the backup if you want it, though.
No, we know it is.
Oh, yeah.
The backup.
It's all in the backup. Okay, great.
Yeah, we can just
roll now if you want, but we'll get that off the backup. That was funny. Poor Vinny. Vinny's got a.
No. Let's not talk about that.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
It's good times.
People talking about their ailments? No, thanks.
Well, we're old now. That's what we do.
No, that's not what I do.
Okay.
We weren't on. I was just trying to say something about. I got to go get a knee brace. That's all. Let's move on. Jesus.
Are we rolling now?
We're rolling.
Okay, great.
Go Niners. Go Niners.
Go Niners. Don't leave all that in.
Won't leave it all in.
Yeah, we got to get to these texts. We have emails and people to help.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, November 17th, 2022.
It's Thursday.
Yeah, it is. Oh, man. You know, I hate to be like all giddy about vacation, but I am... just ready for, I'm going to see my son. We have a million things planned. We're going to have such a good time. Yay!
That's great.
Vacation. That's what we say at my house. Remember you were talking about fam-elect?
Yeah.
I love that whole concept. And John and I were sitting talking about it, like all the things. Like, vacation is what the kids call it. So we don't go on vacation. We go on vacation.
But what is it?
Vacation.
Vacation?
Vacation.
That's adorable.
The kids are adorable, you know. I mean, everybody's got that. You work
you about
the things.
Cameron's thing was salt. Like, I want more salt in my French fries. I'm like, salt, and they went, oh, salt, it's adorable. And then, like recently, somebody taught her how to say salt.
Oh no!
And it's so heartbreaking. Oh. I'm like, oh no, she's saying salt.
Your party's ruined. Oh, that's too bad.
Hey, do you have any bad advice planned specifically for this secret show?
Nothing specific. I have some. Why you got some?
Because somebody has one that's kind of time sensitive, they're saying.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I'll do it.
Let's take care of that.
Here it is. I'm going to say for today.
Are you just going to read it? Why don't you just read it?
Oh, it's kind of long. I'd rather you read it.
All right, I'll read it cold. You know me.
I can't find it right now. Hold on.
You're saying it's not already in there?
No.
Okay.
I'm sending it to you right now.
Send it on over.
They sent it this morning.
While you're doing that, I would like to say that, the more birthdays you have, the less you want to have them. But this card you guys sent is, it's just perfect. Like, every little bit of it. Vinny writes, I love you to the back of the moon. Perfect.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Alex says, go Niners.
Well, I mean.
And Bryn says, if you're breathing, you're wealthy. You know,
it's a win. All the way around.
All the way around. Mm-hmm. There's more to each of those, but, well, not Vinny's. Vinny's is, I love you to the back of the moon, which is just exactly what I want to hear.
Well, we've been together a long time.
Yeah, the back of the moon, though, that sounds like
I know, but I'm just saying that there's
that actually, I feel like you twisted those words to be funny, and it is. It's very funny.
That sounds more like where I
go. Yes, where you go. You love your wife to the back of the moon.
I love her so much.
to the back of the moon.
That's the that wasn't an anus reference.
Oh no, you knew
I thought
on
it
purpose.
Was the whole time.
Yeah, you know it's to the moon and back. You said I love you to the back of the moon. I know. Don't put that innocent face on your face right now. Take that off your face.
Face on your face.
Don't do that.
This is the chick that finger fucks her own balls. Yes, and she's right. talking to me about how I'm anally fixated. Jesus Christ, Sarah.
Obvious. It's obvious. Oh, you put it in. Oh, I see.
I just sent it to your email.
It. Yeah. Well, I can't make it bigger, so now I have to cut it and paste it.
Oh,
I can't read it. I'm very sorry.
I'm
doing it right now. It's fine. Boom.
I can see it now.
Make a new thing. New document. Hold on. It's going to take me a second.
Long time listener. No. Best part of my week is Friday when all your week's worth of podcasts drop and I listen to them over the weekend. So here it goes, my backstory, my family.
Will you just wait? Right. Just give me 2 seconds and I'll...
Okay, fine.
You're rushing through it.
Okay, all right.
All right, here we go. Just that cut, just all, cut
small,
all that out.
That was a small talk part, you know?
Yeah, there's always some of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
In case that gets cut out. Hello, radio family, long time listener. Best part of my week is Friday when all of your week's worth of podcasts drop and I listen to them over the weekend. Oh, so she's going to get this tomorrow and hear it. So here goes. Backstory. My family and I are Bay Area natives and moved out of state 8 years ago. It's been a struggle rooting ourselves in our new community, but it finally feels like home. They moved out 8 years ago. The marriage has been rocky for about 6 years.
Her marriage.
Her marriage, this person. Right.
Does it say where they moved to?
You know what? Let me see if it does. I'm not seeing
it. Okay.
No, they just moved out of the Bay Area.
All right.
So they moved out 8 years ago. It finally feels like home, but the marriage has been rocky for about 6 years. It ebbs and flows, you know? This is what they say. I find myself nagging at my husband for a multitude of things, drinking too much, not being present in the evenings, i.e. drinking in the garage and talking on the phone for hours while I make dinner, clean up, entertain our two kids, and also do the bedtime routine, etc. Things are by no means great. That does sound awful. My husband stopped sleeping in our bed about 3 weeks ago. And I haven't questioned it. It's been kind of nice. But lately, he's been more distant than usual. He says he's attending youth sports meetings in the evening. He's a coach. But I've tracked his phone a few times, and he's not where he says he is. I haven't brought it up. Tonight, I casually glanced through his phone, and there were pictures and a shared note. Didn't know you could do that. With deep, loving confessions from my/our hairdresser.
Oh!
Thank God you found that, because I held my breath and I was like, oh no.
So I do that. I share notes with John. Like, you know, he's got a list of things he has to do and I add to it.
What do you mean you share notes?
You know notes on your phone?
Yeah, I use my notes.
So he's got a note where he shares things with me and I have a note where I share things with him. So like it's like John's to-do list. You know, or my to-do list or whatever. And but I have never really thought about that. I've heard that people will get like a dummy email account or like email that's through a website so that you don't have like a record of an email so that you can have a private conversation and no one can find it on your phone or any of that. But your notes,
fake Instagram.
I don't know who's looking through someone's notes.
That's
she's like saying she's casually looking through his phone. Look. Here's the thing. I mean, it was clear that something was going on. Right. So I guess you got to look. So she finds out that he's having deep loving messages via notes with their hairdresser. Her hairdresser.
Their shared hairdresser.
It says my/our.
Okay.
There's also calls in his call log with 20 plus minute calls. No text, though, so I'm assuming he's deleting those. This is someone who is also supposed to be my friend.
If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
I'm completely...
The girl is.
The woman, yes, okay. The hairdresser. People do become very friendly with their hairdressers.
Mm-hmm.
This is, let's see, I'm completely blown away and I have no idea where to go from here. Well, you go to a new hairdresser. Let's just start with that. Do I confront my husband or my hairdresser? By the way, she's also married with two super young children. Do I use this as my pass to get out of this already not great marriage? And we have done marriage counseling before about 6 years ago and things got better for a bit, but it didn't last. I started back in solo counseling though. Well, that's good. To make matters more complicated, our kids and I are visiting his parents in another state for the Thanksgiving holiday, leaving this weekend. He won't be going because he'll be hunting.
Mm.
Or cunting.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say poontang, but okay, cunting's better.
Sure, it's both, you know. He's cunting poontang. That's what he's...
Got it.
Yeah. Can you say awkward? What do I do? Thanks a ton. Don't say my name. Well, I really don't think you needed the hairdresser to be the impetus for you to cancel this marriage. Just go see your mother-in-law.
Look,
it's still their grandmother.
I think that what she initially started with, I've even experienced in my marriage. The ebb and flow thing happens. People get busy. People have colds. People have the kids. Like, you could go...
You're annoying me. Well, there's a pandemic.
Yeah, you can go periods of time where you're distant. And you might even think, like, if this trend continues... We're not going to make
it. We're over.
And then you turn around and you're back to who you were from the beginning and you go, wow, that's crazy. Mm. I really wish this had a much cleaner straight line instead of that, you know,
right,
bing bang thing.
Well, people are busy. They have their own thing
going
on.
But yeah, I mean, I'm just, the point I'm trying to make is you shouldn't feel like that's the end. I think that that can happen in busy lives, especially if you have kids.
The ebb and flow part, right.
Yeah, kids are big part of that. Ebb and flow. That's just,
absolutely.
You know, you get on a roll, you could not see each other for a month and not even realize it and go, oh,
you,
right.
Who are you? Oh, you're right. Got it. I remember you.
All the stuff we got to do. So right. I would say that's not it, but you have now found out what's going on. And so, you know, for me, if I found that out, I'm putting myself in your shoes and I find this out. Not having had a long time to think about it, I think I would go straight to my person and say, look, I know what's going on, and I need you and I to come to some conclusions about how we're going to separate and how we're going to take care of our kids mm-hmm. and what's going to happen going forward, because I'm not going to be in a marriage with someone who's into someone else. So let's figure out, for the kid's sake, because I'm, frankly, I don't ever want you near my bed again.
Mm.
Like, period. We're like, and it's not, I'm not mad at you. These things happen.
Yeah, we
it's
were already fine. Having trouble. Obviously, this wasn't going anywhere. And
I
now
got
this
it.
Is the, here's the, you know, here's the symptom.
Because the real thing that you are dealing with now is how to move forward. Whether
right.
that means you're leaving. And that's the biggest problem here now for you is that you might be like, I want to go back to the Bay Area, but you've got him as an anchor in a town that maybe you don't want to stay in. I don't know. He has to sign off on you leaving, though, I'll tell you that.
Depends on where they are, right? He's, well, out of state, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't leave the state
right.
unless everyone agrees.
Unless everyone
that's
agrees
we're okay.
leaving the state.
And most parents that give an F would say, no, you can't leave the state. I need right. to be able to see them at least at least once a week.
Right.
So I think that that's your move. As much as you might be like really mad or feeling ripped off, it's really about how you two go forward from here and take care of the kids and the things that you need to do.
You know, the way that she delivered this whole thing, she's saying, you know, look, it's been rocky. I nag him, but the things he's doing are totally naggable. And now he's banging this. She sounds resigned to it, right? So he moved out of the bedroom 3 weeks ago, and it doesn't bother her at all. I feel like it's a hard conversation to start. It's not going to be a difficult conversation. Neither one of you is in this.
There's relief anymore. On the other end of that.
For both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when both of you are of the same mind that the thing is done and it's not all about hurt feelings and this and that and you did this and you make the kids the center of what you are about to decide, I'm even thinking he's already living in another room. Like, you guys may, people do this. They exist that way. Like, we're not married anymore, and we're sharing this space until we figure something else out.
And that may happen, but my problem would be that he doesn't help her in any shape, or form.
Yep.
Like, I could see
him carrying his weight.
Yeah, if he's pulling his weight and he's, you know, like doing school pickups or the things. Look, moms are always going to be primary in most situations. That's my opinion on it. That, you know, nothing beats mom.
Well, tell that to my kids.
Okay, but very dad-centric. You know, that's what I'm thinking about that as I'm saying this.
Well,
but
look,
there's
someone who's kind of the primary, and this dude is definitely not it.
Right. And so, you know, I think that if he's not pulling any weight, then what you need from him is the money.
Yep.
To keep the household floating. And so, release him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Get out. Go do your thing. You don't want to be here. That's been clear for a while now. Now that I'm aware of this
other thing. And I have to find a new hairdresser.
Well, and that's, look, I can see why you'd be mad at her, but I also think that he's the one that's married to you.
Right.
And frankly,
yeah, you don't go to her about this. She crossed the line. She's not your friend.
But maybe they're in a part. Maybe they are completely into each other, and that's where he's going to land.
Yeah,
he might go straight to her house.
Sure. Except that, you know, she's got those two young kids and a husband. So,
well,
that might be a problem.
He can go over there and not help with the kids. I mean, he's already doing that at home.
So she throws out her husband and they get together.
I don't know. I'm not even going there.
Well, maybe her husband will be an option for you.
Alex, can you fix this thing for us?
Yeah, he's for sure banging this girl when she goes to see the in-laws, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
When he's hunting and not going to go
there. That's why we called it cunting.
Right. Go ahead, Alex.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be big.
He's a fucking pro.
We'll cut that out.
Brace yourself. No.
That's a fucking pro.
Brace yourselves, everyone.
No. I think I just mainly like agree with Vinny on most of the stuff. But, yeah, I mean, for me personally, I think, I wouldn't want to stay in something like that. So I would definitely be talking to, I guess, I don't know the protocol, but maybe go talk to a divorce lawyer first or something like that, like before you talk to your husband. I don't know.
Oh,
so
and just serve
just
him
to
papers.
Get a primer going of like, okay, now I'm prepared for whatever we're gonna go through here,
and also I know what it's gonna cost.
Yeah, and then
that's
go
a great
talk
point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get kind of the points, the main points, and then
nice
you can go back
job,
and talk
A-ho.
To him. So
yeah.
I'll start with a lawyer.
That's good.
Go behind his back for once.
You know, when I was a kid and I knew everything.
Yeah.
You know, when you're young and you've got everything figured out and you
stupid old people.
I remember talking into a mic and saying really like definitive things about just about every subject, and now as I've been older and I've gotten married and have life and things have happened to you do start to realize, like, look, it's a bummer that you two grew apart. It's a bummer that your love didn't, you know, last a lifetime.
Right.
It's a bummer that there's two kids who aren't going to have their two parents in the house.
Right.
All of that is it sucks.
It's awful.
It sucks and it's awful.
Yep.
But that said, marriage sometimes isn't going to last a lifetime for everybody. And the best thing the two of you can do is just find a way to separate without it being a blame game or without it being
a bunch of loud fights and modeling horrible couple behavior.
Right.
And
like, look, you know, he moved out of your room and you didn't care.
Dad and I, you didn't care. It was over. It was already over before you.
So, you know, whether or not this girl is the reason that he's, you know, found
just a symptom.
Yeah, but I ultimately, it doesn't matter. You just got to take care of your kids and move on. And
in a world full of noise, long-term thinking stands out. On the Capital Ideas podcast, Capital Group leaders explore the decisions that matter most in investing, leadership, and life. It's a rare look inside a firm that's been helping people pursue their financial goals for more than 90 years. Listen to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hopefully he'll cover his end of what you two began, which is a family.
Doesn't sound like it, though. He sounds like a loser drinking in the garage. I don't have a lot of hope for this.
Well, look, you know what I would say to some of the behavior is typical guy crap. It kind of is. Like, you hear guys go, I finished dinner and now I'm outside working on my car. Like, and the wife's going, okay, I guess I do everything else from here on out for the night. And that includes showers, baths, bed, reading a book, and
prep the meals, you know, clean up after the
not
meals.
Not every guy
shopping,
is like,
clean the house.
Hey, I'll do my share. Not every guy does that.
Most
plenty
guys
of guys
don't.
Go, nah, what?
Yeah.
I'll get dinner out. You're going to make me do dishes. I'll eat out.
And with my girlfriend.
With your hairdresser.
She doesn't ask me to do all kinds of stuff.
Right. Yet.
I never have to take off it. I know. That's the thing.
It's it
like,
is the thing.
He's just not built for relationships. He's like too into his own hobby of drinking and whatever else.
Well, you know, I don't know what the drinking is, if that's just another symptom of the boredom that he finds himself feeling, but I can tell you that not everybody's cut out for family life, and they think they are, or they meet someone and they go through what is this designed map that everyone seems to be telling you.
And then we meet.
Follow
we
the
marry,
map.
We,
you meet, you marry, you have kids, and then you live the best life ever, right?
Happily ever
Except
after.
Suddenly you're in that going, I'm bored as fuck. Like, this is boring. And if he's bored, that's where he starts going, what's over there, huh? You know? I'm not excusing him, but I'm just saying that it's not for everybody.
Right. But here's the point I was trying to make is that that is relationships. That's, you know, so if you're bored by this one.
Oh, he'll be bored. Right.
He'll be bored with all of them. Like, that's his character flaw, that he finds no interest in raising a family, finds no interest in participating in, the building of a family and the growing of a family. And that's him. That's not you. And it's, you know, good luck to him and good luck to anybody he dates in the future.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's, he's not going to suddenly find himself going, I'm all plugged into this other thing. It's so much more fun than the last one. Yeah. He won't do that. You're right.
Yeah. Well, he might. Who knows?
No,
well,
he won't.
Do I know. I don't know this guy. And sometimes you do hear about people who, like, they sort of neglect their first family, and then, but then later they're old and they marry some young chick, and they're just all in. They're like all about
Maybe.
The, you know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
he just wasn't. He's not mature enough for you. You were just way more mature than him. Okay. Well, I don't know if we helped you or not, but I think that your situation sucks and you're handling it. You sound like a grown up to me. So
I think that what Alex
funny,
says.
Have fun at your mother in law's house.
I think what Alex said is important. I do think you should check into, go see what your rights are, explain to this person that you've found info that leads you to believe that he's in another deal and you're ready, you're not going to sit there and accept that. And then they probably do this daily.
There's probably a checklist. Like, yeah, this has to happen, then this, then right. this. You need documentation. You probably do need documentation. Like, if you can get his phone again, let's screenshot a few of those notes and send them to yourself. I don't know if those would hold up in court, but at least you could say, look, I did this on his phone, and it's...
That's funny.
Here's some evidence, because he can easily delete those notes. Yeah, I don't know. It's a... what a shit show. I'm so super grateful that that's not my problem. Like, I'm totally feeling for you. And I think that this is just another opportunity where, you know, you can look around your own life and go, well, I'm grateful for this. That's a blessing. This is a good thing. And you who are going through this can do that too. You still have lots of good things. Those kids.
Well, yeah, and you and your kids health, will whatever. Get a slightly different routine daily, but you'll work it out, and you'll probably need some help.
That guy.
But like, he's never, doesn't sound like he's any help.
He's,
so
well, he's not
point?
In it. He's dead weight. He's completely not in that marriage.
Right.
Like, demonstrably.
Tell us how it goes.
Yeah,
we'd love
please,
to hear
we'd
back.
Love some feedback. Absolutely. I always love the follow-up.
You got anything to help this lady?
I just wanted to say that I like what Alex said to get... kind of to understand
Alex,
what the
there
law.
There you go. Alex wow. is really
but
nailing
also,
it
like,
these days.
It, I think it'd be nowadays, good to make nowadays. Sure you have all your ducks lined up. You know what I'm saying? So that when you, because it sounds like ultimately you're going to get a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, yes.
So just make sure that you, if you like, grab the evidence, like Sarah said, and get that all settled before you make any moves.
Yeah.
And remember, carcass is carcass.
That doesn't that apply
doesn't
to this
apply.
At all.
Oh, no? Okay.
No. You need to leave the sayings to me. Okay.
If you're
right.
working,
no,
you're wealthy.
I was trying to, you know.
That's also.
I was trying to do like Sarah.
Not one of the.
Just always
good
remember.
Try,
carcass is carcass.
Right. Okay.
All right, guys. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for the letter. Send letters, your bad advice stuff to Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com. Vincent! Magic words.
The end.